Well then. Okay, we're talking about a crazy Eminem fan today. But before we get to that, I want to talk about what's new with Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Well, mostly Lady Gaga. Anyway, I woke up today, and I was... My friend told me, hey, Zach, come check this out. So I go over, check it out, and first thing I see is Lady Gaga wearing this latex thingamabob. Later on to explain that she was wearing a condom because it was Safe Sex Protection Day. Whatever. What is she going to wear next? I mean, first she wears a meat dress, then she wears bubbles, and then a condom. I'm lost. I don't know what she's all about. The thing about her, she used to be in a public school, she used to go to a Catholic school, an all-girls Catholic school. What's interesting is she went to a Catholic school, but yet she's up for gay rights. She started out as learning Catholic ways, which is similar to Christianity. And also related subject is Katy Perry. She used to be a Christian. She was raised in a Christian home, and I guess her dad's a minister. And she used to sing Christian songs, but now you see her talking about kissing girls, and in the video Fireworks, you can see a guy kissing another guy. And you know, I think she's going through a rough time right now. I really feel bad about that, because it kind of hurts me, starting out as a Christian and denying God. That's just what I'm saying. Oh, and if you guys know anywhere to find the full song Coconut Man, I would love it. I was watching this video by Jessie J. That's her singer's name. I forgot her real name. But yeah, she said Coconut Man, so I just typed it in, see what I could get. And I found a different song by Taj Mahal. This dude wrote the song named Coconut Man. I really want to find it. I really like the song. I heard a preview of it on YouTube or Yahoo Music, and I seen the lyrics and I listened to it, and it was a really good song. I even seen it on iTunes, but I can't find it anywhere else. I can't find the full song unless I buy it on iTunes. But if you have like any samples, like where you can listen to it on a lyric page or something, that'd be awesome. Moving on, Eminem. You know, it was always curious to me. I was downloading some Eminem songs, and you know, he wrote the song "Stan." I'm a big fan of Eminem. You know, I like some of his music. I buy the clean version because I don't like, he cusses a lot. Like, yeah, he cusses a lot. I know some people say that he wasn't like too good to his mom, but I believe his. Okay, quote me if I'm wrong, but I think that I heard, this is just what I'm from hearing. I heard that his mom tried to kill him by putting bleach into his cereal. That's just what I heard. I'm not completely sure, but I heard his mom wasn't too nice to him. So, anyway, moving about the subject about Stan. I did some research about it because I was really curious to see if this story was really true, because I was like, how could Eminem pull the story out of thin air? He sang it featuring Dido, British singer, I believe. She's really good, you know. She played the role as Stan's wife in the music video of Stan. Just an overview of what the song is talking about. It's Stan was this crazy fan of Eminem, and he had posters all over his wall. his little brother wanted an autograph from him, never really got it. He wrote a whole bunch of letters to Eminem, whole bunch of letters, called him, gave him his phone number, and gave him his pager, whatever. And wrote him a whole bunch of letters. Eminem never really replied. He was really busy, and he wanted an autograph. Eminem said no. He got really pissed and stuff. He got really mad. He was like a crazy fan. He bleached his hair white, just like him, shaved it pretty thin, like a buzz cut kind of. Looked just like him. He had a girlfriend, and she was pregnant. He wanted to name his daughter Bonnie. I'm guessing they had to do something with Eminem because Eminem said it was flattering. Yeah, he was really weird though. He said we should be together, or like he wants to be together. And Eminem thought, he said in the song, he thought that was creepy that he would say that. It makes him not want to meet him and stuff. So he said in the song he cut himself just for the adrenaline. It was really weird. He was a really messed up dude, supposedly. I think he should have took some counseling, I guess. Like I said, yeah, he got his girlfriend pregnant. After so many letters of Eminem not replying to him, he goes in his car. He gets really drunk. He drinks a fifth of vodka, gets drunk, drives off a cliff with a girlfriend in his back, tied up. His pregnant girlfriend tied up. It's really crazy. Right. Eminem was a good influence though about it. Like he was writing a message to him after he died, which he didn't know he died, but he was writing a message right after he died saying that cutting yourself is clowning, which means it's not cool, but just saying it in a cool way. You shouldn't be doing that. How long is your girlfriend trying to take things serious when Stan isn't? Whatever. His real name was Stanley Mitchell. It was a true story. He was a real fan, and he did drive off a cliff drinking a fifth of vodka drunk, tied up his pregnant girlfriend in the back of the car, and died. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to cover. Also, I'm going to be putting up my podcasts not only Wednesday, but Wednesdays and Friday. So if you want to download on Wednesdays and Friday, that will be cool. Please subscribe, everybody. I love your comments. I read them all. I will read all your comments. Add me, whatever. Subscribe. Write me a message. I love it. I love your feedback. It helps me know what I need to work on. And if you have any suggestions on what I should talk about, that's another thing I'll take, or something. Constructive criticism. That's what I need. Thank you, everybody, for all this, for all your support and everything. And shout outs. I don't really have any shout outs this week. I guess the news, maybe. Shout out to the news. They're too popular. Anyway. Yeah, shout out to my friends in the northern part of America and North Carolina. So yeah, keep on I was gonna say watching, but this is a podcast, so you listen to it. That was funny. Not really. Okay, later.